Hello.
Oh, hi, Ricardo. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I was just calling because we're having trouble processing the $15 payment for your call tracking number, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
That shouldn't be a problem. Can you tell me again how much you're trying to get?
$15, and we have a visa ending in 9348.
9348. That may be one of my wife's cards. It's not mine. But what is the $15 for?
It's for the call tracking number for your business. So when people call Quality Partners Construction, we have a phone number of 301-265-5280, and that forwards over to your number, and it's a way that you can track the calls that are coming in through the campaign.
Oh, okay. So every phone call that I, because I saved that number as a Google customer. Every phone call that we are getting, it's those Indian scammers trying to sell us services. To be very direct, we're not really happy with whatever service we're paying for, in the Local Splash and the commercials or the advertising. We're thinking to stop those services. What do we need to do to stop those services?
So you're on a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel at any time. However, we can't cancel the account with a past due balance. And that's just
Which is okay. My question remains, what we need to do to cancel that service.
So all you have to do is just pay the $15, and then if you wanted to cancel, we could cancel it right after.
Okay. As you might know, and I picked up the phone because I picked it up on my earpiece. If I have looked at the phone... I wouldn't pick up your phone call because your phone call has come up as suspected spam. And I don't pick up phone calls with suspected spam. But anyway, where I think it's in Local Splash that we can pay the $15, right?
Yeah, I'll send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting.
Okay.
When you log on, it will say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And I know you don't want to reactivate. You just want to pay the 15 so that we can cancel, right? But click on that part that says click here to reactivate, because that will take you to the billing page where you can update your payment method and then take care of that. And then I can circle back to the account and see, you know, once it's taken care of, I can cancel this. Or if you wanted to, I have your billing right in front of me. I can just update it and cancel it for you right now if you like.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you card details by the phone because you talk very nice and everything, but Yelp took over $1,000 from my account after I told them 1,000 times that I didn't want to have their services. So all of this is just, and basically I don't give car details on the phone, especially when it's a suspected spam call. So
right,
send me that email, please.
I'm going to also send you my direct line. You can verify that I'm an actual Local Splash employee. Our number is coming up as potential scam or spam or whatever it says, sometimes I don't know how the cell phone companies designate that, because I've had clients of mine tell me that they've gotten client calls that come up as spam. And I tell them, well, that's between you and your cell phone provider, because I don't know, even when I put the spam block on my phone through T-Mobile, I don't know how they determine if it's a spam call or not, you know. But either way, I just texted you my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any trouble updating your card on the dashboard, then just feel free to call me, because it will continue to renew until it settles. So what I mean is that right now you're only past due $15. Come December 19th, that reoccurs to $30, and it continues to do so until this settles. So, you know, the sooner you take care of it, the better, just so that it doesn't get stuck on the back burner and you forget about it. You know what I mean?
And you said that you will send an email.
I just sent you an email that says login credentials to advanced reporting. And that has a link, my.localsplash.com. And you would just put your username and password in. And when you hit enter, it'll ask you, your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And that's how you get to the billing page. So I'll put a note for myself that once it's paid that I can circle back and cancel it. Is it ravalos@qualitypartnersinc.com? ravalos@qualitypartnersinc.com. That's the email that we have on file for you.
No, that's not right.
Okay, so then let me get a better email. That way you'll get the credentials that I'm sending you. So
but again comes the situation with the suspected spam. If I'm paying for Local Splash, you should have my correct credentials. I don't know even where you get those details. Just look for the right emails and look for the right account and send me those details that you have on file. Not telling me an email that it's wrong, and I'm going to give you an email that gives you my information. So yeah, that's this is all bullshit situation.
When you signed up, it looks like it was you and a manager named Angel Duran. So it could be that it was Angel that gave us that email or something, but I can go to your website or onto your, you know, Facebook and see if there's an email for you. That's no problem. But either way, you have my phone number on a text message, and you also have the credentials, because when I sent the email, it will automatically send you a text message as well. So you can look at your text message and log on and take care of the $15 that way too, if you like.
Okay, appreciate it.
Oh, of course. No problem. Have a great day,
okay,
and a happy
bye-bye.
Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you again. Okay, thank you.